This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. One of the popular TV shows that you might have seen is the program called Extreme Makeover. You might have seen it. Each week, the program makes a dream come true for three people who may have undergone plastic surgery, have had their hair changed, or in some way they're transformed into a different person. And I guess it's intriguing to see ordinary people with their imperfections and their physical blemishes changed in a makeover with quite some extraordinary results. Usually at the beginning, you might see that they feel they're ugly or they're overweight, and generally their self-esteem is pretty low and they lack self-confidence. Maybe there's a nip here and a tuck there, new clothes, their friends. Well, they hardly recognize them in the end. And I think deep down, many of us, if we're honest, feel we need a makeover. We're not very happy with the way we are. And I'm not necessarily just thinking of the way we look physically, but in our general attitude towards life. And the word that I'm thinking of here is powerlessness. This is a word meaning an inability to move ahead in life, being dependent on what others think of us. So why is it that so many people lack the courage or the motivation to do something positive with their life? Instead of making choices, they're looking for someone or something to blame. They might wait for something to happen to them instead of making things happen. It's like living life as though life itself was an accident. Why do people feel as if their life has no meaning, they've got no reason to face the new day? I was interested to read in a Gallup poll taken a few years ago, people were asked this simple question. It was, how do you experience life? Now, 51% of those who responded said they felt life was flat, meaningless, had very little rhyme or reason. Now, that's pretty sad because the Bible has a wonderful verse in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. Here it is. For the Spirit that God has given us does not make us timid. Instead, His Spirit fills us with power, love, and self-control. That's 2 Timothy 1 7. So what is it that Paul, who wrote that, what's he really talking about? Well, it's the divine power that God gives us when we surrender our life to Him, and we are transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. Now, millions of people down through the ages, yeah, they've discovered a new purpose and power when they've given their life to Jesus. You might have seen some years back the movie City Slickers. It was a very funny film. Three men spend a few weeks out on a ranch, roughing it away from the city life where they live. And one of the actors, Jack Palance, tells the city slickers you've got a problem. He said you spend 50 weeks a year getting knots in your ropes and you think in 2 weeks here you can come and untie them, but none of you get it. Do you know what the secret of life is? They don't really know what he means, and he holds up one finger and says, it's just one thing. Stick to one thing and nothing else matters. Well, Billy Crystal, the other actor, laughed and said, that's great, but what's the one thing? Well, that's what you've got to figure out, says Jack. Well, it may only be a movie, but isn't it true? We do have to figure out the one basic thing in life. In other words, what's the purpose in life? What's my life really all about? Well, the early disciples, we read, they struggled after Jesus was crucified. They had dared so much, but then discovered that Jesus was crucified. They thought that was the end of the journey. And they retreated in absolute terror and fear. They hid behind closed doors. But we know that Jesus rose from the dead, and he appeared to these followers. But some of them were still pretty doubtful. But we read that at the Pentecost experience, the Holy Spirit came, and they discovered a new purpose. They'd undergone some kind of divine extreme makeover because Jesus had told them that you will be clothed with power from on high, he said. So we call that experience Pentecost. The power of the Holy Spirit transformed these people. So this is not a power that wants to control other people or to act as the boss manipulating people. This is of God, a divine power that actually brings about things like service for others, humility, gentleness, and a willingness to put others first. You can't do it on your own, of course. It's a discovery that we find in Jesus Christ. Well, Heavenly Father, we know that we can have confidence in a God who is greater than us. Thank you, Lord, that with you, our life has purpose and meaning. So may that be true for us today, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.